I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Accusations have been flying between the U.S. and Pakistan for years, but the traffic has been especially heavy between the two allies in the fight against terrorism since last week's American operation that killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. The al-Qaeda chief had been living in the city of Abbottabad for up to 6 years, and so some Americans suspect that Pakistan's intelligence service was in cahoots with al-Qaeda. Today, Pakistan's prime minister fired back. Yusuf Raza Gilani addressed his parliament in Islamabad.
It is disingenuous for anyone to blame Pakistan or state institution of Pakistan, including the ISI and the armed forces, for being in cahoots with al-Qaeda.
Pakistani Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani speaking earlier today. And the BBC's Shoaib Hassan has been following the story. Shoaib, Prime Minister Gilani listed 15 key points summarizing the government's view on the issue. What were some of the reasons he gave as to why Pakistan is not to blame for intelligence failures?
Well, he made a number of arguments. He said that Pakistan had been a frontline state in the war against terrorism. It had suffered the most. 30,000 people have died, 5,000 Pakistani soldiers. Pakistan's economy has been destroyed. And he went on about the sacrifices that Pakistan had made more than any other country in the war against terrorism.
He seems to have taken a defensive stance against the criticism that his government didn't do enough to help find bin Laden. How are Pakistanis reacting to the prime minister's kind of position?
Well, I think his speech was directly aimed at an international audience. He spoke in English. A lot of Pakistanis don't understand English, or they're not very fluent with the language. The message was for the outside world rather than for Pakistan.
And now the White House is calling on Islamabad to help counter growing mistrust by granting U.S. investigators access to three of bin Laden's widows who are in Pakistani custody right now and could have vital information regarding al-Qaeda. Is there any movement on that issue?
Well, I have spoken to senior military officials in Islamabad and Pindi. I don't think Pakistan is going to be handing over the widows anytime soon. They said that they're still carrying out interrogations with all the family members that were taken into custody. And it's premature to say what will happen to them, whether they will be extradited or handed over to any other country, and that includes the United States.
And would they be open to U.S. investigators even being in the room to ask their own questions?
Maybe with the passage of time. You have to understand that right now there is a great deal of mistrust between Pakistan and the United States. Prime Minister Gilani, I think, brought that up, especially with his mention of how the United States unilaterally took action against Osama bin Laden. That's something that Pakistan's leadership has expressed, how they were not taken to confidence, despite the fact that, as President Obama himself said, that some of the intelligence was provided by Pakistani agencies.
Finally, Shoaib, one of your BBC colleagues, Ali Makbul, spoke today with some residents of Abbottabad, and I'd like us to hear one of the people Ali spoke with about the killing of Osama bin Laden.
Look, from the videotapes they released, it doesn't seem that he was killed here. This area is 5 minutes from the Pakistan Military Academy, so I don't think he was killed here or was here at all.
Shoaib, how widespread is this view that bin Laden was not killed in Abbottabad or was killed at all?
Well, I think people are coming to terms with the fact that he is now dead. But yes, let's just say a majority of Pakistanis believed he wasn't killed in Abbottabad, that it's a drama orchestrated by the United States, that he was in fact killed somewhere else and brought here. Funnily enough, that's not something that the militant leadership itself says. They're quite sure that he was in the vicinity of where he died. But there is a great deal of anti-American sentiment. People are not happy with the United States and Pakistan. They blame the U.S. for most of Pakistan's problem, not just security-wise, but also economically. So, yes, people are not going to believe any sort of evidence that the United States produces less than bringing Osama's body and displaying it on public television.
The BBC's Shoaib Hassan in Islamabad.